Take a moment to settle your heart. Today's reflection comes from John chapter 8, one of the most powerful moments in Scripture. It is a moment that exposes the human heart and reveals the mercy of Christ. The story of Jesus and the woman caught in adultery is not just about sin and forgiveness. It is about self-righteousness, grace, and the true purpose of Jesus' coming. This passage invites us to examine our own hearts and how we respond to the failures of others. Jesus encounters a woman who has been caught in adultery. The Pharisees bring her before him, not out of concern for righteousness, but to trap Jesus. They reference the law of Moses and demand judgment, hoping to force him into contradicting either the law or his message of mercy. The story of Jesus and the woman caught in adultery reveals how easily religious knowledge can be used as a weapon, rather than a path to restoration. Instead of responding with condemnation, Jesus speaks words that pierce the hearts of his accusers. He says, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone." And then something remarkable happens. One by one they leave. In that moment, Jesus exposes the truth about self-righteousness. Those who believed they were qualified to judge suddenly realized they were no better than the woman standing before him. This story reminds us that conviction often begins within, before it ever points outward. Scripture confirms this truth elsewhere. Isaiah reminds us that even our righteous acts are like filthy rags before God. And Romans declares plainly that there is no one righteous, not even one. The Pharisees believed they were obeying the law by seeking punishment. But Jesus revealed that true righteousness is not found in carrying out judgment, but in humility before God. Outward obedience without mercy misses the heart of God. When Jesus looks at the woman and asks where her accusers have gone, he does not deny her sin. Instead, he offers mercy. "Neither do I condemn you," he says. "Go now and leave your life of sin." This moment is powerful. Jesus does not excuse wrongdoing, but he also does not condemn her to death. He offers her a new beginning. He meets her with grace and calls her into transformation. What happens here points forward to something even greater. Jesus did not come to condemn the world, but to save it. Scripture later reminds us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The mercy shown in this moment foreshadows the ultimate sacrifice. Jesus would take the condemnation we deserved so that we could walk in freedom, forgiven and restored. This story challenges us deeply. How quick are we to judge others, while overlooking our own need for grace? Do we lean toward condemnation or toward compassion? Jesus sees sin clearly, yet he chooses mercy. And he invites us to do the same. To walk humbly. To love deeply. To remember that every one of us stands in need of grace. Jesus did not come to stone sinners. He came to save them. And in doing so, he calls us to lay down our stones as well. This invitation is not only about how we treat others. It is also about how we see ourselves. Some of us still live under shame, convinced our past disqualifies us. Yet Jesus meets us with the same mercy he offered that woman. Forgiveness is not something we earn. It is something we receive. When we release judgment, whether toward others or toward ourselves, we make room for humility, healing, and real change. Grace softens hearts, restores what was broken, and draws us closer to God. May we leave this story not holding stones, but holding gratitude for the grace that met us where we were and continues to lead us forward. Let us close with a prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for your mercy. Help us lay down judgment and walk in humility. Teach us to speak truth with love, and to extend the grace we have received. Heal what is hardened in our hearts, and lead us into a life that honors you. Amen.